Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Showtime, folks!
Oh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
I'm still a big old think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister.
Welcome into Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt on your airwaves going up until 8 p.m. like always. But it's not like always today because we have a huge matchup going on during our show today. Number one Arkansas Razorbacks rolling into town tonight to take on your fourth-ranked Tennessee Volunteers?
Yes. Fourth. I believe we're fourth as of right now.
Your fourth-ranked Tennessee Volunteers. Tucker, big game, big series this weekend. How are you doing today in general, though?
I'm doing okay. I've been excited for this game all day. Tried to avoid the excitement, you know, just try to, you know, wait it out. I played golf today. Played exceedingly well for my skill set. Felt really good. Absolute bombs today.
Trufitti.
Was 300? Completely... No 300. I am not DeChambeau, even close. But I was feeling, you know, when you're in rhythm and you just feel good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't really matter what you're doing. Basketball, baseball, golf. Like, when you're just kind of in that, everything you do just feels right.
Even radio. You get into a zone.
Absolutely. I was like that on the golf course today. Like, I felt... The driver was hitting.
You were in your bag, as the youngins say.
I mean, I was deep in my bag today. Like the
no
irons.
No pun intended.
The irons were on, son. I mean, threading the needle right down the fairway.
Isn't that what they
say? Sticking the greens.
Iron sharpens putt.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what was happening today. Actually, the putting was a little subpar. All right, I'm not great on the green, but by God, getting to it. If getting on the green was in the hole, I'd be on the tour. All right. So I've not practiced putting,
but you impressed yourself today.
I felt good.
It's always good,
and it's put me in a good mood, and I'm excited to watch the Vols win the series. But I think a sweep is on the table.
Should we go
magic
ahead and,
in the air?
Should we go ahead and get into predictions?
Yeah, I mean,
because it
does. First pitch is in approximately 10 minutes.
Yeah, so we might as well go ahead and get two predictions if we want to give predictions. Again, not a baseball guy, Will Stevens. Love the Vols, don't get me wrong. Went to the Vandy game that one day.
Had a good time,
even though
we lost.
I've kept tabs on the scores. I mean, I knew we were top five, just didn't know where we were ranked. But I don't know what's going on. Is what's the vibe like on Tennessee baseball right now? I know it's good vibes always, and I know it's positive vibes only. But what's the vibe like going into this series as a Tennessee fan? Are we irrationally confident, rightfully confident? Should we be expecting maybe a closer game in the series? Obviously,
yes, it's going to be close. It's not going to be we're not going to blow anybody out. Arkansas is a really good baseball team. They haven't lost a series this year, I don't think. Only swept one team, but I mean, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, you win series. You know, that's what it's all about. But I think, you know, if we roll in there and we're comfortable and, you know, we find our rhythm, as I did on the golf course today, I mean, we can play with anybody in the country on our best day. On our worst day,
Tennessee Tech can beat us.
They didn't. They didn't.
Lipscomb can beat us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, on our worst day, Lipscomb can beat us. So, but that's just how baseball is. You know, stuff like that's going to happen. You'll have a bad day, and another team will have a great day. It's just, you know, kind of like that. But I think with the energy around this series, I don't think these guys are going to be coming in sluggish.
That's very fair. My worry is I'm a little nervous for this. As a non-baseball fan, just from looking at kind of stats and trying to understand as much as I can from an outside perspective, I think Arkansas is going to win the series, just gut instinct, strictly because, like, we talked about it with basketball a little bit. With this past recruiting class, you said, or not you said, but we said, if not when, or if not now, when? You already had an opportunity to get a top five series win, and you kind of let it slip with a disappointing start to the series against Vanderbilt. Is Tennessee able to take advantage of this next opportunity that has presented itself? Because, I mean, I don't know if we thought we were going to get another top five series in Knoxville, but we got two of them this season. You got to take advantage of at least one of those two.
Yes.
Losing the series is not a good thing at all. You got to take advantage of the teams coming into town. That's why I'm nervous. You had the opportunity already, and you kind of squandered it a little bit.
Yeah, we know how these things can go.
And so maybe that helps, because just like a basketball player needs to see a free throw go in sometimes, mm-hmm. talking about getting into the zone, maybe if you've already seen some top-level talent, a number one team come in here and do what they've done already, maybe you're prepared for what could happen tonight, and it might make you a little bit more alert, a little bit more ready. But on the other hand, it also could you weren't ready last time. Do you think we're going to be able to be ready this time? It is a big thought that's going through my head. Not saying that we won't be ready. Like, I hope we win. You said sweeps on the table. I've heard a lot of people be confident. The Rickard Ridge barbecue
That's not a prediction. That's just
it is on the table.
We are a talented enough ball team that we could sweep
caliber. Being swept is on the table if we're being completely honest.
Yeah, these teams are very even.
But the Rickard Ridge barbecue question yesterday was, how many games do people think Tennessee is going to win? And the majority of people said two or three. So Vol fans seem confident.
I would agree with that.
I just my nerves, my inner Vol in me just says, like, we've already had this matchup basically already with a top five matchup coming in. Very different teams. Starting pitching is Vandy's strong suit with their bats.
Yeah,
this
we
is
saw
bullpen and mostly bats. But you still got a top five matchup. You got to take advantage of those. And if you didn't take advantage already, not the most confidence coming in to this game for me. But I still hold hope.
Yeah, I mean, that Vandy game that you saw in person was
my eyes the whole entire time.
Exactly. But was some of the best pitching, if not the best pitching, that we have seen all year. Mm-hmm. That Friday matchup. I mean, on Saturday, he's a stud, but we just took advantage
of
him.
Yeah, lighter.
So, yeah.
Leader, lighter.
He had a bad day. That wasn't really a true testament of his talent. But on Friday, that game that we saw by Rocker was, I mean, masterclass. It was fantastic. So, I mean, we're not going to see anything like that. We're going to be able to get the ball in play today, I think.
And we talked about it a little bit, and I've heard multiple people talk about it, where their starting pitching is their weakest point. Their bats and that bullpen is the strongest point. So it's very different compared to Vanderbilt, but still a top five team, a number one team.
Still an extremely talented baseball team.
Exactly, exactly. And so it's going to be something interesting. Do you think this game, this is going to sound stupid, but stick with me, because there's three games to be played, and Tennessee was still able to get a win on a Saturday after losing to Vanderbilt in the first game. Is this first game a must-win? Do you need to set the tone? Do you need to win this ballgame? If you do not win this ballgame tonight, do you think it translates to maybe losing the series? It definitely opens the door. Don't get me wrong. That's another stupid statement by Will Stevens. But how nervous are you if this game does not? Like, where's the panic button if this game is not a win tonight? How bad can it translate to things if you do not win tonight? Is it a must-win game?
Well, if we lose, it would depend on how we lose.
Obviously, circumstantial is circumstantial.
Sure. Yeah, so barring that, I wouldn't be in total panic mode with a loss tonight. You still have two more. Come back tomorrow, just try to, you know, have maybe the bats will heat up or whatever, maybe something, you know, one part of your game was missing. So maybe tomorrow that you can, you know, just, it's a different day. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. You can get back on your feet.
Baseball is a very fluid sport. Day to day is always changing.
Yes.
That's what makes baseball baseball, is the different lineups and that different aspect of it.
Yeah, so if we lose tonight, I'm not in pure panic mode. Certainly, if you win tonight, it really sets you in a really good position to take the series. You got to win one out of the next two. So really, really important if you want to win a series is to jump out ahead and, you know, take the series 1-0. But we can still easily win this series if we lose tonight. It's not completely out of the picture.
Fair enough. So you would not define this game tonight as a must-win game?
Not a must-win, but a want-to-win.
Should win.
Should win.
Hope we win.
Try to win.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that should be any game.
Yeah.
Vols in action tonight. What time is that kicking off? 6:30?
6:30.
Kickoff. First pitch.
Yes.
Peyton's probably already thrown the first pitch.
Not yet. Peyton Manning will be throwing the pitch in about a minute and 20 seconds. Shooting for 6:22.
Has been confirmed that Peyton is the man throwing the pitch out. There was some.
We were right.
We were right. Not that hard to think.
No, not a tricky.
But
situation.
There was some confusion because Todd Helton in the College Baseball Hall of Fame, and some people were thinking maybe that's what they meant by Omaha.
Okay.
But it is indeed Mr. Sheriff himself.
Yes. We will be breaking down Peyton Manning's first pitch here soon, probably in the next segment, whenever video comes out. And hopefully it's good. You know, you can't be an NFL Hall of Famer and bounce one to the plate. Especially not at his age.
Did Heupel bounce his?
Oh, yeah, Heupel bounced it.
He was a former quarterback, Heisman Trophy finalist, just like Peyton Manning.
Sure, but he's not Peyton.
Never said he was.
Peyton's a little next level. You know?
Heupel was up for a Heisman.
Peyton is more recently removed from football than Heupel was, and was better. So if it's worse on Peyton. And I will say this, Peyton's not bouncing it. No chance. May not be a strike.
I'll put $5 down.
That he doesn't bounce it?
No, that he bounces it. Just because you're so confident that he doesn't bounce it?
Sure. Cool. I don't think he does. I'll put $5 on it. I don't care.
Sounds good. I got $5 on it.
Yeah.
If I gave you 5 guesses, do you think you would be able to tell me where the College Baseball Hall of Fame is?
Omaha.
There goes one of your guesses.
Oh, then what? Then
yeah, that's what I thought.
Then the cryptid doesn't even make sense for it to be Todd Helton.
That's what I thought, too. That's what I thought, too. But Omaha. Give you a hint.
Oklahoma City.
A school is in this city. A Big 12 school is in this city.
Big 12?
Yes.
It's in Texas.
Is that a question or a statement?
Okay.
Is
it in Austin?
It's in Texas.
Houston.
GP just texted me the correct answer. Shout out GP3 for listening on your way home.
It's Dallas.
You're just now
Baylor.
Now you're just naming cities. Baylor's not even Baylor. It's Waco, but
you're right.
It's not the correct answer. That would be one, Lubbock, Texas.
It's okay.
Lubbock.
Okay.
What school plays in
Texas
Lubbock?
Tech.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I know. I forgot about Texas Tech. Ha ha. Very funny.
Shout out GP3 for listening in, tweeting the correct
answer.
He
didn't have to sun me like that on air. That's tough.
Looking at the pictures on Twitter, stadium, obviously 100 capacity, looks pretty full.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
Decent crowd.
Looking good. Got a couple shots of down first baseline. Packed house in Lindsey Nelson tonight. Senior weekend, correct? Senior festivities are going to be happening on Sunday, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I actually didn't know that. That's pretty cool. I'm very jealous that I'm not going to get to go to either of these games. On my way over here, or right before I came over here, I looked at tickets, you know, to see if anybody was selling them last minute real cheap. If they were cheap enough, I was just going to buy me and you tickets, and we were just going to find a way to go. We would have found a way.
You're just going to kidnap me?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I was going to be like, sorry, Will, we got to go. You would have went. Like, you wouldn't have protested too hard. A free ticket to a top five matchup, 100% capacity.
5 minutes before our job, though.
A.
You know what I mean? Like 5 minutes before we're supposed to do a contractually obligated radio show.
Right. And I get that and I hear you, but it would have been pretty cool, huh?
But we've already done it once.
Yeah. And
so
you know what's even
not take away the
doing
thrill
it
of
twice.
It?
Nah. Because that time
like
we
how
lost.
How many
we
times
could watch
do bank robbers
night?
Rob a bank once?
I mean, well, back in the West, they used to, like, you know, be real public about it. They would do it all the time.
Carve their name in the side with bullets.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it was.
Yeah, it's very true, very true.
So,
they didn't have, what's it called? forensics. That's what it's called.
Yeah, no, you could, as long as you weren't there when the cops got there, you were pretty much just off scot-free.
Well, that's also, they didn't have radio either, so they, it took ages to
Yeah, you had to
send
ride a horse to the next town, ask for a marshal, and they're like, okay, well, what do you want us to do now?
Yeah. Mathers walks out and starts roasting you with rhyming lyrics.
Yeah, and those people are 3 miles away now. We're never getting to them.
3 miles.
Like, that's a century away. Your money's gone.
There's a picture of Tony Vitello and Peyton Manning pregame that just got released. Very, very. If
Manning's record makes me a little nervous.
Very,
as
very
a fan.
True. He was at the Kansas game. He's been at so many sporting events that we have lost.
I mean, every football game that I know of that Peyton Manning was there, especially the ones that I was there and I was like, ooh, Peyton's there. We got thwacked.
Yeah, that's why I think we're going to lose this game.
I don't know why he keeps coming to the Alabama game.
Because so many, A, because we're probably not going to win that game anyways. B, because it's Peyton. No one's going to say, hey, Peyton, we kind of suck when you're here, man.
No, I get it.
Get out of town. Like, no one's going to turn their back on Peyton Manning.
But as
especially
a fan.
Especially when Arch Manning is on the rise right now. Like, maybe once we get Arch, we say, hey, don't come watch your nephew play any football because he will lose whatever game you're at.
As a fan, I would have picked up on this, you know, cycle by now. This pattern. He's got to realize by now. Come to like a, you know, when we play like Bowling Green.
Why would you do that?
Because we're beating Bowling Green.
But you don't know that.
He just comes
Peyton
to
the big games
that we get destroyed in.
But okay, so then is it we're losing big games and Peyton Manning just happens to be there, or are Peyton Manning coming to games makes us lose? Because if Peyton Manning coming to games makes us lose, like that's what we think it is, then I would rather him go to Alabama than Bowling Green, because I'm not trying to have another Georgia State on our hand.
I don't think his powers are that strong.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I mean, I would like to think he's not the make or break with Bowling Green. I think he's definitely, you know, when we're already going to get beat, he just kind of shows up. So I don't.
We can just blame Peyton.
Yes,
that seems like good Vol fan
work.
Let's just blame our greatest player of all time.
We're not blaming.
Just agreed with me by saying blame Peyton Manning. I said let's blame Peyton Manning, and you said yeah, that works.
Yep. All right.
You can't speak around that.
I can do whatever I want. All right.
And so can Peyton. Damn, Manning. He can pull up to whatever game he so pleases.
Yeah.
Vols in action tonight. Not going to be... I'm trying to think how to phrase this. I'm excited. I'm as excited as a non-baseball fan can get, if that makes sense. This is like the equivalent to... I mean, it's not really the equivalent to anything because we don't have any other sports that it's like a necessary third. All the other sports are definitely below baseball, because we don't have a soccer team or things like that. But this is like if the Bears won a Super Bowl for you.
Yeah, okay,
You still are rooting for the Bears.
Yeah.
You want the Bears to win. You'll be upset if the Bears lose, but like it's not going to affect your weekend.
Right, yeah.
If we lose this series,
it will
affect... Yeah,
if the Bears win the Super Bowl, I'd be like, all right, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, if we lose the series, it'll affect my weekend, but tonight's game... is like if the Bears win the Super Bowl for you. I'll be okay if we lose because I'm kind of expecting it, especially with Peyton in attendance. I'll be pretty pleasantly surprised if we win.
Okay,
not that much.
I'll be pretty pumped, honestly.
Fair enough.
Into this team.
You play online with them, so
yeah,
that makes
always.
Sense. We'll be right back. Welcome back in, Fandom Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, Overtime, live from the Fandom Radio studios. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in the studio with you guys, and baseball is underway. Game has the first pitch thrown out already. There's already been one out retired so far, only 4 pitches thrown in that first at-bat, but Peyton Manning throwing out the first pitch, and Tucker, I think you might owe me $5.
We'll see. Let me
go
look
ahead.
Let me look
watch
at the evidence
video.
Here.
Watch the video.
Yeah.
I watched it like 30 seconds before we came in. It just surfaced. So watch the video. But from that angle, it looks like he might have bounced it. It's definitely low. Definitely low. Looks like he might have bounced it.
I need a closer video. Is what I need.
I think what you need is to pay me my $5.
We'll see. Hold on. Ooh.
I mean, he bounced it.
Ooh, Peyton.
I mean, he bounced it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he.
Did he bounce it?
I'm 99.9%.
I think it was low, but I think he didn't bounce it. Hold on. We will do a little more investigating. I don't know. I don't know. Right now, it's under review.
Nope, definitely bounced. I just took it frame by frame.
Definitely bounced. You can't really... The ball kind of disappears in the video. I think it's a little disingenuous to say that this is already settled. If I see a clearer video and I see it bounce...
I'm not a baseball guy, but watch the way that the glove is caught. He goes low, but then comes back up.
Yeah, he's used to framing.
No. Never mind.
Yeah, when you frame a pitch, if it's low, I know what framing
That's
is. That's what he was trying to frame for Peyton.
No. He caught it off the bounce. If you watch, he thought it was going low, it bounces, and he comes back up.
I don't know. I'll keep watching. If I see something, you know, I'll let you know.
I'm going to DM the man on the scene, Logan Quinton of Fanron Radio. I'm sure he's not expecting me to DM him, but I'm because I know he's not listening. He's at the game.
Yes.
I'm going to DM him real quick and see if Peyton bounced it. Did Peyton
bounce? This is very important to me now.
First.
Number one, because Peyton can't bounce it, you know? Like, that goes against everything.
I just said, did Peyton bounce it? ? Very urgent. So hopefully he sees that and answers with urgency. But the Vols under action right now. One on, one out so far.
Yes.
It's hard to break down a baseball game. It's also hard to do a show when there's a game going on that is this interesting, this important.
And one that we don't have the rights to do play-by-play, truly. If we could just sit here and do the game.
Giselle is on the mound.
I would be thrilled. I wish we could do that. That would be pretty sweet.
Should we just start lying?
Just saying things that aren't actually happening?
A home run of Razorbacks.
Up 2-1 or 2-0 already. Bottom of the first or top of the first. I'll just say everything twice. Say every possible scenario.
Just repeat everything I say?
Yeah. Strike. Ball.
You want to get into the NFL? I have an article about the NFL.
If you want to.
It's kind of switching directions quickly, but I don't really have a lot about baseball on my docket, as Russell Smith says. I don't know if you got any baseball before we... I mean, I don't want to switch gears too hard. If you got baseball to talk about...
I mean, really, the only issue I have is just the Reds being the Reds lately. I got excited last night. I talked to you in the studio before we left last night. I was very excited that the Reds had a game that was starting at, I believe, first pitch was at 8:15.
Not too late.
No,
not
too late.
Early.
Yeah, so I got to go home, plant myself on the couch, and watch baseball for... I think I watched 7 innings, I think, before I said, okay, enough is enough. They started to come back a little bit. It might have been 6 innings. Once I stopped watching, they actually went on a little run, so I've...
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I get it. I'm Peyton Manning. I don't have an amazing record of watching Reds games, to be honest with you. So,
every time I don't watch a game and whatever team I was rooting for that I didn't end up watching loses, I always go, okay, well, it would have been different if I watched.
Yeah.
I feel guilty. I feel responsible.
Yeah, regardless of the outcome, you are responsible. We have Luis Castillo, a guy who is our ace. He's still number one in our rotation. Right now, he shouldn't be. His ERA is ridiculous. I think it's up over 8 now.
Is it earned run average?
Yes. So the amount of runs he earns per 9. Or per outing.
So 8 runs per one game?
Yeah.
That's not what you want as a pitcher.
No. He gave up 10 hits last night through, I think, 6 innings. He needed to be pulled way before that. David Bell, I mean...
is a genius.
We don't have Amir Garrett right now. So the bullpen was a little lacking. But he left him out there to die. Like, there's that look in a guy's eyes where there's zero confidence. Like, you can especially see it in a pitcher. Like, when you can just tell he doesn't have it. Like, he's a head case right now. He's overthinking everything. He was, like, he couldn't find the zone. His, like, everything about his pitching was off. And it was very clear from the, number one, he gave up 3 runs in the first inning. Not good. I mean, he used to never do that. He's done that almost every single start he's had this season. He's been terrible. He comes in, and he pitches until the 6th, gives up 10 hits. He should have been pulled. And it's just frustrating to watch David Bell manage a bullpen, because if a guy's out there floundering like a fish out of water trying to gasp for air, he can't get anything going, pull him. Get him out of there. Put someone else in there. Anything is better.
But when Trevor Bauer is
pitches
through 7, you got to pull him.
When he's dealing, got 12 strikeouts, he's gave up 1 hit, no runs, he'll yank him instantly, all the time. It's just frustrating that it's like he sometimes tries to lose. That game would we win that game last night if he pulls him.
Who are
in
you
the,
playing, Pirates?
In the third, the Rockies were in Colorado, so big outfield.
Maybe he was just stoned.
God, he acted like it, man. He was lethargic. He
it's that Colorado.
He looked terrified. He looked like if you were to yesterday, if you would have said, "Hey, man, the Reds have no pitchers. We need you. We'll pay you $100,000 for tonight."
What was the Broncos quarterback that wasn't a quarterback? I can't remember the name of the dude, but very similar
receiver.
Situations.
Yes.
Yes, in Denver at the same time.
Yes, if you would have put me on the bump, I would have. It was the same amount of fear in his eyes as would have been in mine, which would be, I would be horrified the entire time. He looked terrified. So it, I'm just frustrated. The team is still fine. The bats woke up. We still lost, but I think we ended up scoring maybe eight.
Wow.
Losing 9-8, 10-8, something like that.
I hate to cut you off, but it just looks like a beautiful time in Lindsey Nelson. Did you
it's
see that
full
stadium
full.
Shot? Looks like a fun time. Retired the top
so
of
jealous.
The first. Vols get out of there. Only one man on. Only one hit. Chaz Dallas. Is it Chad Dallas? And I'm just putting the Chaz.
Chad.
Okay, that's what I thought. I keep combining cheese and Chad into just Chaz. But Chad Dallas. Dealing so far, Vols get out of the top of the first with no one
feeling
scoring.
Good.
That's good. That's always what you
yes.
want. You don't want people scoring when you're pitching. But no, I feel your pain. I hate to cut you off about the Reds.
That's
but
fine.
I understand where you're at.
Yeah.
I guess I'd like to say I told you so.
Sure. I mean, everyone did. I told myself.
But I almost specified exactly
okay,
what
sure.
was going to. I mean, are we just going to pretend that I was not right?
We're not on like a losing streak.
But
like
has your play slipped and been disappointing? Because that's almost, I'm pretty sure those are the words I used.
Well, we didn't, yeah, sure, we didn't maintain a godly pace that we were on. But, I mean, we're still a really good ball team and have a good chance of going to the playoffs this year.
Still got to score runs once you get there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but that's the one thing we have this year is we're able to put up runs. It's just if you can hold a team under five, we have a decent chance of beating them. Because we're putting up, you know, six, seven, eight. Kind of routinely, not every night, but more than usual. If our pitchers could just be semi-mediocre, we could be a fantastic baseball team. But, I mean, it's just kind of a train wreck right now.
Again, I told you so.
Once
the appeal was happening, I said I just have a gut feeling Castellanos is going to lose this appeal, and it's going to lead to a bit of a skid.
If Amir Garrett would shut
play.
Up, we would have more pitchers.
I mean, I tried to tell you.
Yeah, no, but now it's affecting me.
But I tried to tell you that literally last
yes,
year when
sure.
he did that. I'm a bad MF after throwing like a 75 mile hour curveball. I was like, this is just not what you want. This dude talks too much. If you're gonna say I'm a bad man, you got to come with gas. Like you have to back it up.
It
There's
was dirty
different things.
That was it was a nasty
it was,
curve.
It was a filthy pitch.
Yeah. So I mean, I just wish he would shut up. I thought I was cool. Whenever he was talking trash the other day, but now it's negatively affecting me. It's you know it's causing me to have a bad time. So he sucks.
And I will say, Major League Baseball needs to lay off the Reds. The
yeah,
Reds like
it's
the
been
Reds
a
are
rough
fun.
Year.
The Reds are fun baseball.
Yeah,
they're the ones who are talking trash, getting the headlines. And even then, when they get suspended, it's not like a head. I don't remember one of these brawls or anything coming up on my timeline. You know what I mean? Like when there's a big brawl with star players or something bad happens, you normally see it on the timeline. Like
yes,
you saw the Padres fan knock out a Rockies fan the other
yes,
day.
Yes, you did.
Like when you see those things, those are big deals. I have yet to see any of the reasons why people are getting suspended off the Reds until I go hunt for it once I figure out that these players have been suspended from the Reds. The Major League Baseball needs to back off.
Yeah.
Let them have some fun. Let them play mm-hmm. ball. Speaking of let them play, did you see where Barstool is hosting that golf tournament for the women's golf team?
Dude, that is so cool.
It's cool, but I'm still confused, and there's going to be some sort of issue with the NCAA, I think. Like, they somehow got worked out to where it is officially on now, but I just don't see how the NCAA is not going to...
They're not getting paid for it.
But they're looking like fools right now, and I know they're not going to want to
sure.
look like fools. So I feel like the NCAA, it's a government organization, basically. They're
sure.
going to try to do something to put themselves back in the good light, the good graces
yeah.
of people.
Yeah, I think it's just... What was the reasoning behind them not hosting the tournament?
I don't even know. I'm pretty sure they said that the course was not playable when
it
clearly was. But
yes.
I don't know the reason on why they were saying it wasn't playable. It seems like there was
They're saying
some,
it wasn't a professional-level course.
But they're... I got you on that, but I don't know why schedule it, why do any of that, why set up anything on a non-professional course. Like, you're the NCAA,
yeah,
you're
you
doing
set
all
it
of
up.
Those things. So there has to be something under the table. There's something fishy. There's something extra going on besides, hey, guys, sorry, this course we rented for you guys to play, yeah, we can't do it anymore. My bad. Like, that would be like me saying...
that's on you.
That would be like me saying, hey, Tucker, I'm going to throw you a birthday party, and then I rent out this space, or I go get a couple tables at a restaurant, and then we show up and go, no, I forgot to make the reservation. Like, that's almost the equivalent. You can't say you got something covered and then be like, nah, sorry, no more.
Yeah, exactly. It shouldn't fall on the heads of the players. Like, they shouldn't miss out on that. Either, like, you got to get your ducks in a row immediately. If this course isn't up to the level that you want it to be for this tournament, find a new course, set something up. Like, make something happen for these players.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. Sorry, I got distracted. It's very hard to do a radio show with a very good baseball game going on.
Two runners on for the Vols, no outs. A little quick update for you. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful
bunt. The run?
Beautiful bunt. So things are looking good for the Vols. No outs. Got to get these guys in, get them around the diamond. Feeling good. Beautiful bunt.
That
dropped it
gorgeous.
Right down, right in front of home plate.
Quick wheels.
Pitcher, concrete feet, couldn't make it. That's safe.
It's close. We'll be right back. More overtime when we get back. Overtime, hour one about to conclude. Final segment starting right now, live from the Fandom Radio Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, live here. Falls quickly up 2-0 in the bottom of the first. No outs so far, only 9 pitches thrown. Vols looking good as, was it Rucker who knocks in 2 RBIs with a double? Beautiful play right there.
To the right field corner, it was beautiful, just stayed fair.
And our on-field reporter in the stadium has gotten back to me about the pitch that Peyton threw. Logan Quinn was in the beer line, did not see the first pitch, therefore we still have no for sure idea on what happened.
God, I guess we'll never know. we'll find out eventually. He might have bounced it.
I'm 99% sure the dude bounced it. Ball's looking good so far, though.
I got a runner on second, 2 runs scored, no out still in the first inning. Looking good at the plate. Looking good at the plate early. I'm excited. I'm happy. The crowd was electric right there on that hit.
I turned the volume up. I had to turn it down.
It exploded. I mean, even just the ambience in the air before, you know, between pitches, just that murmur.
Love
is,
ambience.
Is louder than the stadium was whenever a big play would happen.
Ambience is one of my favorite drugs.
It's good. Yeah. If you need a little pick-me-up. It's just... 100% capacity, man. That gave this game just that right cherry on top.
Bunch of jerseys in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's jersey day.
Mm-hmm. Checker Lindsey Nelson is tomorrow.
Sure.
I believe it is.
I didn't know if it was tonight or not.
I believe it's tomorrow.
It's not tonight, I'm assuming?
Yeah. No. If it is, they did a poor job.
The only thing I don't like about what's going on in Lindsey Nelson right now is it is 100% capacity, correct? I'm not wrong on that. Still cardboard cutouts in the stands.
Okay, that's a little strange.
A couple of them. I'm not saying it's the whole stadium, obviously. But if you look behind home plate, at least, there's at least like 9 or 10 I can see.
Maybe right there, right behind home plate, they're still keeping a little area.
But like, wouldn't those be the seats you would most want to sit at and sell if you're having a 100% capacity stadium? I understand both sides, but it is a little annoying. If you're going to open it up, open it up. Get rid of the cardboard cutout. I mean,
because that's technically not 100%
just
capacity.
Because little Timmy's mom donated $9,000 to put his picture on behind home plate. Get rid of Timmy. I don't want to see Timmy no more.
It's over. It's over.
He probably has a worse haircut than anyways.
Yeah. Man.
Feels good, though.
It feels so good. It feels like we're starting to get somewhere.
Now, again, temper expectations. A lot of baseball to be played still in the first. No outs, or one out so far still in the first, however, up 2-0. But their starting pitching, again, is the thing that's been said as their weakest point. You got to jump out early, but you cannot feel safe or comfortable. We saw that with Tennessee Tech almost making the comeback when we were up 9-0. This team, just assuming, I'm not a baseball guy, but I'm just assuming, number one team in the nation is probably a little bit more talented than Tennessee Tech. So
just
you
a tiny
cannot
bit.
Let off the gas. Obviously, not saying the Vols are going to, but you cannot even think about letting up on the gas.
No.
It's going to be a good game. I'm excited. Yeah. Vols looking to try to snap the streak of Peyton Manning's bad track record of coming to games. Found out earlier that he was indeed at the Georgia State game like I thought. So that being said, no, I would not want him.
Yeah, then I would like to. I would like to rescind what I said. Yeah, Peyton, please stay away for your and our mental health, please.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. 100%. 100%. I'm gonna go ahead and give
do the right thing.
I'm gonna go ahead and give Mr. Rick Butler a shout out. I don't know if he's listening or watching the game. I'm assuming he's watching the game. But shout out Rick Butler. He's been the man who I've been listening to saying that their starting pitching has been weak. That's the man who I've said it, and he tweets out today early and often. He's been preaching it all week long. You got to get ahead quick, and that's exactly what the Vols have tried to do so far in this first inning.
I love it. The bats are awake. The bats had their cup of joe this morning.
Well, we are in a pandemic, so obviously they've been awake for a while.
Dang right. It's, man, something about it. I can't get over how jealous.
I believe John Reed's there, too. Bunch of Fan Radio members are at the game tonight.
Yeah.
Am I just upsetting you?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I have major FOMO right now.
Well, it's not fear of missing out.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah, I have Momo. Just Mo. I just got Mo, mostly. You know, it's got me down a little bit, but
Modi's nuts.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Okay, all right. Now you're working with something. Cooking with gas, Will. Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, now we're in the flow of the show.
Yeah,
here
okay,
we go.
Yeah.
This is where the jokes start flying.
Comedic rhythm over here. Wow. All right. That was
from the top ropes.
10 out of 10, man. That was something else. You know, I was not seeing it. I didn't see that coming.
Did you see where Jose Abreu got left the game after a nasty collision with Hunter Dozier of the Royals? Obviously, reigning MVP from it's not league MVP, right? It's AL and NL MVP.
Yes, yeah.
What
so
is the
no...
White Sox in?
Oh God, I believe they're in the NL.
Okay, so NL MVP.
Yeah,
would you go
pretty,
with that?
Pretty sure.
Reigning
Wait, no. He was not the NL. They're in the AL because Freddie Freeman was the NL MVP.
Then reigning AL MVP,
yeah, yeah.
Jose
Deduction,
Abreu.
Baby. That's how you figure stuff out.
The process of elimination.
Yeah.
Speaking of the process
of
elimination.
What kind of collision did he have?
A nasty one, according to ESPN.com.
What did he hurt?
It looked pretty bad.
Did he bust his head open?
They were all... Ooh. Ooh, sweet
okay.
Jesus.
Where did it happen? Home plate?
First base line pop up happens. Jose Abreu is sprinting down the first base line to get to the ball.
Took out the runner.
Runner is sprinting down the first base line. Neither of them are looking at each other because Dozier, who just hits this pop up, has his head down, upset that he just hit a pop up and is going to have to run to first just to go back to the dugout. And Jose Abreu
is
staring
looking up at
into
the ball.
The sun, and they very, very nasty collision right there.
Yeah, in the Reds game, one of the weirdest things I would have ever seen on a baseball field almost happened. India gets a little infield hit, you know, and is trying to beat
Jonathan
it out.
Jonathan India, sorry.
Yes,
sorry,
Jonathan India.
I got
yes.
confused for a second. I thought you were talking about the nation.
Yeah, the country India showed up to Great American Ballpark, or actually they were in Coors Field. But anyways, he's trying to beat out a little, you know, a little dribbler in the infield, and he runs so hard that his mullet, you know, has to break out of the helmet. So the helmet flies off of his head but continues moving forward. Somehow, like he doesn't touch it, it just flies off his head but continues moving forward at a high speed and almost hits the umpire in the face.
Wow.
Right at first base. And the umpire almost, like, you know, did something to India because he thought he threw it at him. It was nuts. It was pretty weird.
Did he throw it at him?
No, he didn't. He just kind of, like, it just flew.
Are you sure he didn't throw it at him?
Yeah, he just has an insanely nice mullet. I think that's the...
Does he have a mullet or is it just flow?
I guess it's flow, but it's short in the front. Sorta. No.
Are you sure it's just not
he's just got
all
flow.
Flowing back?
Like, he's just got flow.
Like, my hair looks short in the front because it's all
pulled
slicked
to the back.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
think he might just have flow. But mullets
he
are
got
in.
Got that lettuce going on?
Yeah. Mullets are in, though. So.
Well, so is flow. I went to
both are in.
I went to a sub shop the other day, unnamed, because I don't know if they're a sponsor or not,
they're
or if we have any sub sponsors, so I'm not going to say it. But
okay.
Every single human being behind the counter was a teenage skinny male with long hair, and it was very, very scary.
You're in a trend.
Yeah. I didn't realize that either. I did not realize that the middle part was a trend until I
oh, it's definitely
was
in, yeah.
rocking it and then looked around and saw. It's like when you get a new car.
Mullets are in.
It's like when you get a new car, you see the
that car,
your
everywhere.
Car everywhere.
Yes.
Exactly. It's same thing. Once you get a new haircut, you see your haircut
everywhere.
I've always had a lesbian haircut. Now that I think back about it.
Right.
I grew my hair out freshman year.
In
right
the
around
bowl?
The same right no, right around the same time I grew it out where
right.
there was a little bit of a bob type deal going on. And that Homer?
Homer! Dinger!
Three
ding dong!
Run,
boom!
Shot. Vols up 5-0 in the top
Jordan
of the fifth.
Beck!
10th home run of the season. Come stomp that plate, young man.
5-0.
Two outs remaining. 25 pitches so far in the bottom of this inning. It's been the starting
bomb.
Pitching. Shout out Rick Butler nailing the nail right on the head.
I mean, he's rattled on the
what
mound. He's not had a
what
crowd
a
go down his
shot.
Neck, breathe down his neck this hard. The crowd is in his head. He's rattled. He's shaken. He knew it was gone the moment he let it go.
It would be a major adjustment from playing in no... I have no idea where Arkansas has been playing, how they've been playing, who they've been playing, but to not play in a place of 100% capacity and then all of a sudden come to Knoxville with the Lindsey Nelson legends at 100% capacity, that's not a fun environment
to
be pitching for the first time.
No. I mean, it is the first inning, baby. This is how you start early. Strike when the iron is hot. Keep it going. God, 100%. I am hype.
100%.
Feeling good.
Feeling good. Feeling great. Hour one in the books as the Vols are up 5-0 on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Hour two next. Don't go anywhere. More overtime after this. Hour two of overtime live from the FanRun Radio Studios. Getting started right now. Going up until 8 p.m. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in the studios with you guys. And the Vols are up 5-0 with a man on first still in the bottom of this first inning. Ninth hitter up right now. About to go all the way through the lineup. Vols
in the
looking
first
pretty
inning.
Solid right now.
They got that swagger. They got that rhythm. I like it. I love it. I would like some more of it.
From one love to the next, the NFL, obviously, in full swing, I guess, for offseason.
Yeah, I mean,
starting to get there.
The offseason is rolling.
Yeah, so everyone has. CBSSports.com has the article predicting the 2021 NFL division winners.
Okay.
Go through the talk about what we think. Also be able to take some left turns because there are some different teams in these lists that I want to talk about with some news stories today. Starting in the AFC East, let me get your guess first of who you think, maybe not who you think is going to win, but who you think CBS Sports has winning the East.
They got the Bills.
They do indeed have the Buffalo Bills. Confidence level 9.0.
Yeah, they're winning that division. That Bills team is better going into next year than they were last year. I mean, they went to Did we beat them in the AFC Championship game?
Don't think so, but it could be wrong.
Yeah, I believe we did because we beat the Browns and then the Bills. Yeah, the AFC Championship game. Yeah, so, I mean, they just went to an AFC Championship game. They're really talented and could be better than that next year. It's another year with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs together. I mean, they'll be even better together next year if the trend continues. I like the Bills. I like the Bills a lot. I like Josh Allen as a player a lot. His style is really fun to watch. He's not quite as flashy as Patrick Mahomes, but he has that same, you know.
Always find a way to tie it to Patrick
Mahomes. Okay, but no. I'm just talking about he has that similar style. Like, he's not as athletic, really. He's like Aaron Rodgers, but like we're not talking talent, I'm talking style.
I got you.
You know what I mean? He's a little bigger, and he's
a good hybrid between Ben Roethlisberger and Aaron Rodgers. That mobility,
yeah.
Where it's not really mobility,
he's
but
he's got
it's
a
mobility.
Huge arm.
Exactly.
I mean, he can throw it a mile, and he can. If he needs to, he can scramble out of the pocket and get you 5 or 6 yards whenever you need it.
He's big. He hurts.
Yes.
He hurts to hit.
He can actually, he can take a hit. I mean, he's not like RG3 who, he could move, but he was.
RG3 also got kind of screwed by the playbook and everything. But
yes.
I 100%.
I'm not
I know
talking talent level.
I got you.
Talking.
But I know where you're going with the way he runs. He's no RG3 in terms of that
he
mobility.
Can take a lick.
Yes.
Like, he can get hit.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing with a quarterback. If someone's, you know, injury prone. Josh Allen isn't. I mean, he's taken big hits and been just fine.
Yeah, he's no
and he
falls, Aaron Judge.
He falls forward when he runs. You know, he
so
doesn't
does Daniel
always.
Jones.
He slides forward because he falls running down so fast. It's just, I love Josh Allen a whole lot more than you think I would. With him, now I guess, I mean, he's technically not a rival, but he's like a team I kind of have to look out for.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it's an Elway Marino type situation.
Yeah.
I don't know if these two players, I hope and I think that these two players are going to be, once their careers are finished, in that same conversation, but it is very much a Elway Marino type rivalry. I guess it could be a rivalry.
It could be a rivalry. If we see him in the postseason,
it's the
again.
Exact same conferences. It's the AFC West and the AFC East, two mm-hmm. teams that are dominant.
Yes.
It's going to be hard to beat the Bills, but the team that could beat the Bills, did beat the Bills, ended up losing the Super Bowl. AFC West, they have the Kansas City Chiefs. No surprise that I wasn't going to make you guess because it was going to be the Chiefs. Anyways, they have a confidence level of 9.5. Go ahead and round that up to a 10. I'm not even a Chiefs stan. I'm not even going to let you go ahead and get started on your Chiefs
rant.
I won't.
Everybody knows what I have to say.
It's really – and I'm not trying to discredit the Chiefs here.
Sure.
The Chiefs are obviously talented. Went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Back-to-back Super Bowls mm-hmm. appearances. All of that jazz. Patrick Mahomes, yes. It's also – I mean – what other team in the AFC West is going to do much?
Yeah, they're
the
bad.
Chargers,
they're bad.
The Chargers are still a couple moves away. Even
they're
with
getting
their quarterback.
They're the closest right now,
100%.
But
they're still many pieces away from even cracking close.
They have their quarterback of the future. I mean, that's a huge key of like trying to build the team up.
But
like,
you also have your number one wide receiver is a very old receiver.
Yeah.
You also have a couple of injury prone running backs in the backfield.
Yeah, you don't
to
really
go
have
along
a true,
that.
You know, like
what Mike Williams?
Yeah, that's
what
your number one.
What
guy.
Has Mike Williams done?
He has,
like, very fancy catches.
He's been the starter for him.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I mean, he's been the guy that's played for him. He's done nothing special. Very few people on that team have done anything special.
I think the more interesting conversation in this conference is, or division, is not who wins, but who is in last place. Because I think it's going to be a very impressive race, obviously, depending
on
it.
I'm interested to see Denver next year.
Depending on the Aaron Rodgers situation, it's going to be a battle for last place between the Raiders and the Broncos.
Yeah, it would... I obviously wouldn't like it. You know, I would be a little upset if Aaron Rodgers ended up in Oakland because well, we'll talk about that in a minute. You know, because he goes to an in-division rival. Aaron Rodgers would instantly make that team better. I just don't think that Aaron Rodgers is I don't instantly fear the Raiders. You know what I mean? They probably slide to second place. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers alone can beat the Chiefs, you know.
I think you have bias, but I think Aaron
Even
Rodgers,
as an outsider's perspective, though.
I think Aaron Rodgers, man, we talked about it a little bit when talking about, like, J.J. Watt and some of those players who are definitely players that all 32 teams want to get at, but maybe not necessarily completely improve and change your team completely. I think Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys where, I mean, the Raiders have some sort of talent
going
on there.
Oh, they would add 5 wins to their total.
And it's just Derek Carr, I think, that's holding them back. Now, obviously, it's very dependent on the offensive line as you go and take a very big stretch on Alex Leatherwood and stuff like that. You still have to build around that. But I do think Aaron Rodgers is talented enough to wherever he goes, he makes them an instant playoff contender. Like I strongly believe in that. I really do.
I think they would be a wild card, though. I don't think
I can agree on that.
They don't win the West, is all I'm saying.
I can agree on that. I don't think they are Super Bowl contenders, but definitely playoff contenders. I mean, he takes you from whatever level you're at right now to the next level. That's just he takes you to a different tier. If he was to join the Chiefs, actually that's a bad statement because you can't really
pick a different
team. If he was to join
the Broncos,
I'm trying to think of a playoff contender right now. The Steelers. If he was to take over the Steelers,
oh my God.
The Steelers would be Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, they'd
because
be pretty
Big
good.
Ben is what's holding the Steelers back right now. He had a couple of bad games last season,
old.
Some injuries, some different things that forced them to do different lineups. If Aaron Rodgers joined the Steelers go from being a playoff contender that could maybe be an outside Super Bowl shot to a for sure Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like it would be the ultimate betrayal. But if the Bears hadn't drafted Justin Fields and somehow managed to trade to get Aaron Rodgers, they might win the Super Bowl.
I think they would.
Their defense is legitimate, and literally the only thing they've been missing is that quarterback. Hopefully they found that in Justin Fields, but a guy like Aaron Rodgers would take a team like the Bears, and they would be a scary football team.
For sure, for sure. Speaking of the Bears and Justin Fields slated to make his rookie camp debut. Matt Nagy, though, not going to be at the start of rookie camp as he has had a close contact tracing. Will not be participating in rookie camp. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for Justin Fields?
It might extend his career a couple of years. I don't understand how you're the head coach of an NFL football team and you've not gotten vaccinated yet. You know?
I mean, Yeah, I agree
you,
with
you
that.
You can still contract it, but like they're not testing, I don't think, if you have it, if you have the vaccination.
I have no idea what the protocol. I know they're being a little bit more lackadaisical with the protocols if you do have the vaccine.
And he isn't vaccinated. He was in the process. I think he's between his first
signing
and his
second. Signing his
paperwork. Yeah, he's got a checking and savings, you know, the way the vaccination works. Like, it's, you know. But I don't understand how you can be that high up. You're the head coach.
It's very.
This is something you should have kind of had taken care of months ago.
It's very similar to the situation with the women's golf tournament.
Yeah.
Where the NCAA, I don't understand how the NCAA cannot be prepared to have a playable course for these girls to play golf.
Yeah.
If you know what day rookie camp is, A, you probably shouldn't be hanging out with people before rookie camp if you're not vaccinated. B, you should probably go get vaccinated before rookie camp.
Yeah, I mean, you knew this was coming. I mean, like, this didn't sneak up on you.
No, not
like,
at all.
I mean, it's probably been circled on a calendar in your office for months now, and you just kind of lollygagged about. I mean, they're available. There is no, shortage of them. And if it makes your life as an NFL head coach easier, just navigating, you know, everything that's going on, I feel like that's something you would have had done a little while ago.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
You blink and the lead is a little bit dwindled.
A little more narrow.
5-2. The Vols lead. No outs here in this second inning as the Arkansas Razorbacks got a two-run shot. Pop up to center field here. It will get an out. One runner still on. AFC South. We're still in the AFC. Kind of taking left turns as we go. That's what I like about this show, Bars. Yep. AFC South. Who do you think they have winning the AFC South?
Got to be the Titans, right?
You would think.
Hold on. Don't say. They got the Colts.
Yeah.
They got the Colts
There's no other option.
Yeah, exactly. I went down the list and was like, okay.
You think number one pick's going to be able to transcend this quickly? Probably not.
No, not a chance.
Texans aren't even going to play football this year, I don't think.
Yeah, they're going to be bad.
Texans might be the worst football team of all time.
They're going to be bad.
Like, genuinely the worst football team of all time.
So, I
they have the Colts, though.
That's a little silly.
Wentz.
Yeah, no, that's silly. The Titans are winning that division. I think you guys finished the season with like a 5-game lead behind second. I don't think that division's close. The Titans are much better than any other team in the AFC South.
I 100% agree. And speaking of Tennessee, Vols turn two, get out of the inning, only giving up two runs. Vols still up 5-2 going into the bottom of the second. That's always good. But no, Indianapolis Colts, I mean, maybe. Their defense has been solid, don't get me wrong, and a bunch of returners.
Right,
from
good offensive line.
And yeah, exactly. Quentin Nelson knows how to protect. Like, they have a solid offensive line, and maybe that was the issue for Carson Wentz. But I've never been overly impressed with Carson Wentz's ability. I don't know if the offensive line is going to change that much. T.Y. Hilton hasn't done much. I can't really think of any other options he has.
He doesn't have any.
Hines is going to be a solid return from injury if he returns from injury as solid as he was beforehand. Like, they are a very big risk on this team.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the concerns of Tennessee. Defense is not so solid, but adding pieces, trying to get back into
and you still have Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
and Ryan Tannehill.
That was my next
one. And
point.
A.J. Brown. I mean, you guys are fine.
You don't return Jonnu Smith. I don't know how big of a concern that is as you go and you're able to draft decently well other than the one guy who gets arrested 2 days after or a week before you draft him. But
yes.
Indianapolis Colts winning the AFC South according to them. AFC North. You got the Ravens, Bengals with Joe Burrow in his sophomore year back from injury, the Steelers, and the Browns.
They're going to say the Browns.
It is the Browns. I agree with them.
It's the Browns. I do too. They're going to be really good next year.
That's a scary team, man.
If their defensive front and
which
their defense as a whole.
It's not going to work.
I haven't formed an opinion yet.
I'm jaded towards Clowney. That's what my opinion
He's
is.
He's not that great. But, I mean, in a system that has that much talent on the front, you can't pay a ton of attention to any individual guy. Mm-hmm. So he'll probably be better.
It does. No, it definitely opens the door for being statistically better. And
he will.
Also, we talked about it ad nauseum when we were talking about the Clowney signing, where
Myles
Garrett being that talented is definitely going to take some attention off Clowney. But Clowney is that name. He's that level of name. He's that level of player where it will attract some attention towards him and open the door for Myles Garrett. I think Myles Garrett is going to have his statistics.
They're
going to
play off each other,
season this season.
They're both going to absolutely eat. If the Chiefs' offensive line project in the offseason, you know, if what we've put together up front doesn't really work out, the Browns may eat our lunch.
I think the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl.
That's a hot one.
I think the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl.
That's a Carolina Reaper right there. I mean, that
Folky, if you're listening,
it's steaming.
Will Stevens thinks the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, I wouldn't be that mad, you know, if it were to happen. If the Browns beat the Chiefs in the playoffs to go win the Super Bowl, I would prefer that over any other team besides the Titans. If the Titans did it, I would. You know, those are the two that I'll allow. I'll still be upset that
I'll
the Chiefs didn't. I'll allow it. You know, you guys can enjoy that. But that's a big ask for the Browns. It's a lot on Baker Mayfield's plate.
From one strong defense to the other, NFC East, the Beast.
Is Dak back? Is he going to be?
I believe he's back.
Is he going to be playing next year?
I believe so.
The Cowboys were in that division then.
They have the Washington football team.
Who'd they get at quarterback?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
They got Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's right.
Magic, baby.
There's been so much like change in this offseason. I'm trying to still remember where everybody is. I don't know if they win that division, though. They might go to be a wild card team.
Who's going to be second place? Is it going to be the Giants or the Cowboys? If this is correct and the football team is out of the equation as they are first place,
right?
Who is the second place team?
I mean, if Dak plays and stays healthy, it's the Cowboys.
Can the Cowboys defense contain anybody, letting go some key pieces that
I guess
could have been holding them back? Don't get me wrong. Sean Lee, Van Der Esch, some other guys leaving the team could have been holding them back at the linebacker position.
Yeah, at that point, nobody's irreplaceable.
Exactly, but it's also a big question mark of they could have been the best players on that defense, and the rest of the defense been the issue,
could
be getting worse by subtraction. It's subtraction by subtraction or addition by subtraction. You just got to wait and see.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, surely to God they'll be better than last year. I mean, I don't see much in the Giants unless Daniel Jones takes a big step forward in his just talent level overall. I don't see the Giants really making any noise. Their defense is all right, but it's just he's clunky. He's a little goofy back there. I don't put a ton of trust in his quarterback play. But I'm excited to see Dak play again. You know, I hope it all really depends also on his, like, if he's fully healed.
But
it was a very gruesome
injury.
It was rough.
But he's not. I'm trying to think.
It happened a long time ago.
Trying to think how to phrase this because it is a conundrum that goes on in the NFL where, and this might just be me, and I might have been the only person who've heard people talk about this, but I feel like a lot of the times when it's an African-American or a black quarterback, they normally just kind of get automatically assumed that they're decently mobile. Dak has never really been, I mean, he's been a mobile guy, don't get me wrong, but mobility hasn't been the main thing Dak is known for. And I don't know, obviously he's going to have to come back healthy, but I don't know how much it's going to affect him because it was a lower body injury and he's not the biggest runner.
I got you.
It's much different than an off-season shoulder surgery that some quarterbacks go through a lot of the times that completely can throw off rhythm and things like that.
Yeah.
It's all about just getting your footwork back.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that sometimes footwork might be a little bit easier when throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Now, mobile, you still want to be able to get outside of the pocket. They don't have the strongest offensive line that they've had before. So there's still that concern, but I'm not too worried about his running ability, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I just worry about, you know, he'll probably have a slow start to the season, just getting back into the swing of things.
Well, he's going to have a slow start to the season compared to last season, no matter what he does,
yeah,
because
he
was on such a tear.
He was nuclear.
He was on pace to throw,
year.
What, 6,000-something yards?
He would have been close, yeah. It was an absolute tear he was going on.
I want to say 10th or 15th place, close to like the top 20 at least in yards, and he only played 6 games last season. Like it was a crazy start to the season for that man last year.
He was out of his mind. That made it even more tragic that he got injured. I mean, he was going to have a career season, a historical season possibly if he kept it up. And what really had to hurt him too was the fact that, you know, they were still losing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, no matter what he did.
They were, like, 3-3 at the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, no matter what he did, he tried his hardest to will them to victory every week, putting absolute killer performances on, just getting nothing in return.
NFC West, who do you think is coming out the NFC West this year?
What new quarterbacks do we have in the West?
You got Stafford.
Well, I forgot about Stafford.
Stafford's the only new quarterback. Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, and I guess technically if you want to consider Trey Lance a new quarterback, if he gets the start at all, those are your four teams. Seattle, Arizona,
I'm going to go outside the box. Am I still guessing what they have or what I think?
Sure.
What I think?
I don't care.
Okay.
I think you've been pretty similar in terms of what you think is going to happen and what they think is going to happen.
I'm leaning Cardinals, honestly. I like that Cardinals team a lot. Kyler Murray a lot. Yeah, that diving catch
that was a hell of a catch.
Diving catch by Arkansas center fielder was just absolutely nuts, and it robbed us of a run. The dude flew fully horizontal to the field.
Didn't even lose his sunglasses.
I mean, got up, fired a bomb right into the infield. Like it was a hell of a play.
You said Arizona, though?
I could see them winning. It may not be a safe pick, especially with Seattle in that division.
They did add some key pieces to their defense
in the
draft, and their defense has been growing and growing and growing.
Uh-huh. And their offense is really, really nice to watch. Mm-hmm. And Kyler Murray, I would assume after watching him last year, I think he'll get, I'm not saying any major strides, but I think he'll refine his game a little more, be a little more neat in his throws.
He was very impressive. The move from rookie year to sophomore year was very impressive.
Uh-huh.
If you can continue to grow like that, I mean, the ceiling is the roof.
Yeah, his ability to move around in the pocket and his throwing motion, he's so much like he's that new generation type of quarterback. You know, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray, guys that play, they play the quarterback position like a shortstop.
They play it like a video game.
Yeah, I mean, it's movement and it's throwing the ball in any way that you can, arm angles all different. I love that style of play. Whenever, you know, he rolls out to the left and is running forward when he makes the throw, it's sidearm. He looks like a shortstop, and it works.
I'll go ahead and tell you, it's not the Arizona Cardinals who they have picked.
I wouldn't think that it is. If we do picks later in the year, I'll probably
We're definitely going to do picks later in the year before the season starts. Yeah. We got to get some preseason picks in. We always do that.
Yeah. Do they have the Rams?
They do have the Rams. Now, this is the least confidence level out of all of them. It's at a 5.000001.
But with that defense, and if Matthew Stafford can be pretty good, they could have a nasty team.
That's exactly what they just said. They said it's a very even split. It could go four different ways, probably three different ways is how it's going to go. 49ers probably are not going to do much this year with a rookie quarterback if they give the rookie quarterback playing time, because Trey Lance has been the guy who a lot of people are talking about being the out of all of the quarterbacks that have been drafted, the one that is the most raw and needs the most time behind a starter.
Uh-huh.
So you might not see him this season because he is a very raw, athletic player, apparently. So apparently it could go four ways, according to CBS Sports, but they believe that defense mixed with whatever Stafford can do outside of Detroit will be enough. I'm still going to ride on this hill. I still think that Jared Goff is going to have a better season in Detroit than Matthew Stafford has.
Man.
I really do think that. I don't like
the disrespect on him.
I'm not, and this isn't disrespect towards him. It's just I think Jared Goff is a talented quarterback. I think a change of scenery is going to do wonders for both of them. I just think it's going to do more wonders for Jared Goff. Now, I know that the Lions are a train wreck and all of this jazz, but I really do think Goff is going to have a good experience. Many people are expecting the opposite way of Stafford having a fantastic time in L.A. Do you agree with these people who think Stafford's going to have fun in L.A.?
I do. I mean, he's been making chicken salad out of chicken crap for a long time up in Detroit. I mean, absolutely maximizing returns on just garbage.
But that's the thing. You just said he's making chicken salad with chicken crap, which is hard to do. But once you get in the habit of making chicken salad out of chicken crap, do you know how to work the actual chicken salad ingredients? It is a major adjustment from being the guy who has to do everything in Detroit, being that status one character, always everyone coming to you. You like he was Mr. Detroit, like
he'll
he had
still
been there
be
forever.
That way.
And I think it's a major adjustment getting the weapons. I know it kind of sounds stupid, but there is a major adjustment versus having to make plays and then having options. I guess you know what I mean. It sounds stupid.
I think it'll be more comfortable, man. He won't be, you know, on the run for his life or having to, you know, make up for a horrible defense and put up 35 a game. Like, he's going to be able to play within himself, you know, stay in the pocket, make those throws. He has an insane arm talent. He's one of the better quarterbacks of our entire generation. He's been a lost gem in Detroit for a very long time. I respect the hell out of Matthew Stafford. I mean, there has been many times in his career where he's been a top three quarterback in the league.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yes, he is.
He doesn't even matter what happens this season in Detroit. In LA.
I'm not going to say he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He could end up becoming a first ballot Hall of Famer, but with just the stats and everything that he's had going on in his career, what he's worked against and how he's played and what he has succeeded in, he's a Hall of Famer. Just purely on the field, who he is as a player, his talent level, his arm talent, just everything about, like, Matthew Stafford's a Hall of Famer.
Fair enough. Quickly move through these last two. No surprise here, NFC South.
NFC South, the Bucs.
Yeah, I mean, no other team. I don't know if the Falcons are really looking to do anything. There's still question marks around what Julio Jones and Matt Ryan are going to have to be doing.
Yeah, that's
going
to be interesting to watch.
I really do think Arthur Smith is the right man for that job. A brilliant offensive mastermind is something that they need down there with all of those weapons.
Yeah.
I just don't know how well it's going to go in that first season.
It'll be ugly.
I think the Saints, I love Jameis.
Yeah.
They're going to be struggling for a wild card this year,
and I don't
expect the Panthers to do much with Sam Darnold, but I could be wrong. Sam Darnold could come out and shock people, but it's got to be
Darnold,
the Bucs, right?
He has those flashes, man. Sam Darnold does, where you just think, wow, this guy could be great.
Did you see where Teddy poo-pooed on the Panthers practicing, though?
No.
He said that they don't even practice red zone drills. They do walkthroughs of everything. They don't practice hard. He didn't like the
way
Matt...
He's been trashing it?
After he left, he said he didn't like the way Matt Rhule and Joe Brady ran practices.
Mm.
So... I mean, could be good for Sam Darnold. Needs a change of scenery.
Yeah.
Didn't like being with Adam Gase.
Could
Adam Gase, obviously the offensive mastermind he is.
Yeah.
Maybe a change of scenery is the right thing, but I don't think it's going to be this year. And the NFC North is, I said that the NFC South was the least confident anybody was in. This one's truly the least confident, but it's all bearing on Aaron Rodgers. They have the Green Bay Packers picked to win the division. Obviously,
If Aaron Rodgers leaves, the Chicago Bears are winning the NFC North.
Not the Vikings?
No, the Chicago Bears.
Vikings, dude,
with
Justin Jefferson coming out of the most impressive rookie wide receiver campaign. Dalvin Cook back from injury. Kirk Cousins is the only question mark there. Their defense has been solid.
I think with the Bears' defensive talent, and if Justin Fields is 85% of what he could be, the Bears will win that division. And Aaron Rodgers has to leave, obviously.
I just do not trust a rookie quarterback to be able to make a playoff run on a team that has struggled to make playoff runs already. You know what I mean? Just very, very – it's very hard to get into the playoffs as is, nonetheless, as a rookie in your first campaign with Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace as the guys telling you what to do. It's going to be a very hard thing for Justin Fields to translate to success in that first season. That's why I think the Vikings, if Aaron Rodgers does leave, would be that number two team, strictly because it's rookie quarterback. And I, as much as I like to think Goff is going to have a solid season, they're not going to be playing for a wild card. They'll be playing for 500.
Okay. All right. Well, I have hopes that the Bears can make something happen.
I agree with you. I have hopes, too. It's that rookie quarterback thing.
Sure. I understand
There's
that.
Been Joe Burrow obviously got injured, but there has been very talented number one overall picks who have been on good teams.
Yes.
I guess like the Bears are a better team than the average number one pick, obviously.
Yes.
What options do they have for him to throw it the ball to? You know what I mean?
They got Allen Robinson,
who is probably not coming back.
I think drafting Justin Fields might have gotten him another year.
Might have gotten him back.
Might have gotten him back.
There's been rumors that they're looking at bringing back Alshon Jeffries, but I don't know if I like that move. Little late.
Where is he on a team right now?
He was released from the Eagles, I believe.
I was about to say, there's better guys.
Anthony Miller. It's bad when you can't think of the wide receivers on a team for a rookie quarterback.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like
I can name you the offense of the Vikings because Justin Jefferson impressed last year.
Right.
He's looking to build off the probably greatest rookie campaign from a wide receiver since Randy Moss, and we know how that went. Adam Thielen is obviously still a viable option. I like to think the Vikings can get it done. I like that color purple.
Yeah, I mean the Bears got Cordarrelle Patterson.
Good point.
So, I mean, are you against that, idiot?
We'll be right back. I can't argue.
Exactly.
Can't argue.
Your eyes tell the stories of the day you wish you could. Recall the moments that were
Overtime rolling right along live from the Fandom Radio Studios. Hour two about to come to a conclusion. We're about to be out of here for the week. Tucker, you got any big plans for the weekend before we get into anything else? You don't have to lie to me. You can just say no.
Not really, no.
Fair enough.
I mean, well, I'm starting my my new job, like, legitimately now.
Are you
going to be actively saving lives?
Sick, man. You're going to be a firefighter?
No. Same thing, though.
Ambulance?
I'll be an ambulance? Yeah, I'm a vehicle. It's me. Yeah, I'm just on the mic in the back of an ambulance. I'm the siren. That's me. It pays
be a
all right.
Hell of a job,
dude. It pays all right.
That would
yeah,
be a hell of a job.
I have a part-time job, like, on the side.
That might be my dream job.
Well, you can get a part-time job on the side. You're also an ice cream truck, but you have to do the ding, the ding, the ding. You know,
it's
tougher. You have to get special training.
Ding, da, 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 da. Hello. Da, da,
da, oh, what's da, the hello?
Have you ever heard the hello?
No,
that's the
where I come from. There's no ice cream trucks.
Oh, really? My bad.
Yeah.
And the ice cream trucks here, they have a little ditty. And then they have a automated voice that says "Hello" in the middle of the ditty, and it goes dun 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 dun.
Okay,
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that just sounds like ice cream. Ice cream trucks always seemed like a murder mobile to me. Like I spent the night at a friend's house one time when I was little.
I thought you were about to say something very different about spending the night.
Nope. But I spent the night at a friend's house one time, and he lived in like a neighborhood where there was an ice cream truck. And I remember I was sitting in the living room. It's like a Saturday. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, we just woke up.
A little early for an ice cream truck, I feel
okay,
like.
Okay, it might have been like noon. Whatever.
Fair. My bad. I'm not trying to pick apart your story.
Yeah, but not been awake very long. But and we're sitting there, and I just hear the jingle very quietly, and it starts to grow. And I was like, what is going on? What is happening? What is this? And
normal.
I look outside, and it's just this just beat up old white van.
Yeah.
There's like rusted metal going across the whole side.
That's how you know it's a good one.
The tires, like wheel, like the hubcaps were just rusted out. And it's just this like clangy, like the mic for the music is breaking up. I'm like, there's a murderer in there. He has an axe.
No. Listen. I know ice cream trucks. I lived in a neighborhood all my life.
You might have had a good one. I think that guy was murdering kids.
Listen. Let me tell you. I grew up in suburbia, so I know ice cream trucks.
Okay.
I know the games they play.
Yeah.
The beat up ones are not the ones you got to look out for. Those are like the hole in the wall bars. Those are the places that many people are scared of, but has the best ice cream and has the nicest guy or gal behind the counter, I guess you could say, serving you the ice cream. Those are the ones you don't have to worry about. The ones you have to worry about and the ones that probably have the murderers or the pedophiles in them are the clean ones.
Because people go to them?
Yes.
I guess that's right. Sure, they're trying the law of attraction. Trying
exactly.
To get
have
to
you
it.
Not seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No, actually, I haven't.
Dude has a very fancy candy truck, and it's the nicest truck in all of the town, and it ends up having a cage in the back.
Is that the guy with the big mustache?
Sure.
Is that a cartoon?
No.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is not a cartoon.
It might be a cartoon, but I've seen the live action one of
it. Is it a movie?
Yes, it is a movie. Very old movie.
Yeah, I thought Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was like a 70s cartoon.
It might be, but Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is a car that makes a Chitty Chitty Bang Bang noise.
Okay, all right. Sick. I just don't trust ice cream trucks.
No, it's very fair.
I've never gotten ice cream from one. I never will. They got it at the grocery store.
They don't have the same things at the grocery store.
They don't?
No.
What do they got? What's that? What?
They got SpongeBob Pops with gumball eyeballs,
ugh,
Ninja Turtle
gross.
Pops with the gumball eyeballs. They got snow cones. They got like...
snow cone, okay. Snow cones are pretty good.
I think you're just biased because you never had an ice cream truck, but ice cream trucks are some of the unsung heroes of the world.
But like... I would much rather have. I mean, they probably got ice cream sandwiches too, don't they?
Yeah,
I would say, yeah.
They got four
the average
or five
stuff.
Different flavors of ice cream sandwiches.
You see, I would just rather have a tub of ice cream. You know, go out buy a pint, just eat my ice cream that way.
Yeah, if you have ice cream in your house, you're not going
you can
out.
Just go buy it.
But if you have ice cream in your house, you're not going out to the ice cream truck.
But
the,
if I had to choose between the two,
you're not choosing between the two most of the time because you either have ice cream in your house or you have no ice cream in your house, and then the ice cream truck passes by while you're outside on a 90-degree day, and you go, "Hey, mom, can I have four quarters so I can go buy a popsicle?" Like. That's
okay.
The level of it.
Okay,
it's the convenience.
Sure, I can. Yeah.
It would be like if there was an Uber Eats car that just always had food in it that you could buy from, or go to a restaurant.
Okay,
it's the same idea, just more pedophiles and murderers.
Yeah,
come
you got to worry about the murderers for sure.
Not the pedophiles,
nah,
but just the murderers.
Those guys. Wow, really?
You can't get out of that one. I'm looking up a menu
Hold
right
on.
Now.
Yeah, but anyways. The
Oh, dang.
I can see with that scenario of one just appearing, you know, the spontaneousness of an ice cream truck. I can see how that would be
pretty. And that's why they have the music,
cool.
So you
yeah.
know when it's
you hear
on
them
its
coming.
Way.
Yeah.
You hear it while you're playing outside. You sprint inside, have enough time to go, hey, Ma, let me get your wallet. Oh,
yeah.
You don't want me to get your wallet? I'm stealing your wallet. I'm going and getting a popsicle.
Oh, no, he doesn't take debit cards.
No, they have the frozen Snickers bars, the frozen Heath
the
bars.
The frozen Snickers bars are top one.
They have choco tacos. They have two different types of drumsticks. They have three different styles of ice cream sandwiches, including a fudge-centered ice cream sandwich.
Ooh.
They have three different types of pints of ice cream, a cookies and cream, a lemonade chill, and a Chips Ahoy.
Wow.
They have four different brands. The one I'm looking at right
now. I think I'm going to stop and get some ice cream on the way home.
I
hate you for this because I wouldn't have otherwise, but now I'm getting...
They have little tubs of Jolly Rancher ice cream, cherry flavored, blue raspberry flavored, watermelon flavored.
See, I'm not a big fan. Like, I don't want like a fruity flavor ice cream.
No, bro. The sour
it's
cherry
be...
bar. The sour cherry bar is my favorite cherry
sour
bar.
Sour cherry ice cream? Ugh.
I'm a big fruit flavored guy.
I
don't like chocolate that much. I don't even like. If I eat candy, I'm eating Nerds or Sour Patch Kids or something of that nature. I'm not eating a whole chocolate bar.
If I'm eating fruit, like I love fruit, like an actual banana.
See, I hate fruit.
Or like an actual watermelon or orange, apple, whatever.
Then you don't want it chocolatey. You want your fruit fruity.
I wouldn't. You know, I don't. People who take like apples and like dip it in caramel. I'm not with that. Just give me an apple. I like don't add anything.
And
to
maybe
the fruit.
Maybe some caramel to dip it in or something like that. But you don't want a whole caramelized apple.
No, I wouldn't even like people who dip it in caramel. Like
see,
I'm not.
I'm a peanut butter dipper.
I'm not even a peanut butter guy. Like I just give me a plain apple. I feel like they.
What's your favorite apple?
Jonna Gold.
It's yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honeycrisps are
so you just
a
like
top
yellow
tier
apples.
Apple. Yeah.
I'm a green apple
but
guy.
I'm not.
I'm a Granny Smith.
I don't like a sour apple.
I like a sour apple. I like that flavor.
Right. God, everybody loves apple talk.
I don't want like fruit to me is just like it's just solid water almost with a little bit of
yeah,
sugary
but
flavor.
The flavor like man like a watermelon that some dude in a truck pulled up. And he had a watermelon, and he said, hey, y'all want some watermelon? And then everybody cuts it up and has a slice. It's July. It's 96 degrees.
So you had watermelon trucks, but no ice cream trucks in your neighborhood?
It was more likely to...
You just had floating produce stands, but no floating frozen bar?
I mean, the agriculture business is a little bigger than the ice cream business in Granger County. But, yeah, it was more likely for someone to stumble upon you with a watermelon and give you some than it was for an ice cream truck to be seen.
Like
if that gives you an idea of how they were living.
Like built more level neighborhoods with mansions and stuff,
yeah.
Having like crepe trucks where people just come around giving crepes out.
Pretty much, yeah. I think it's better to have watermelon trucks than ice cream trucks.
See, I'm not a big watermelon guy.
That can happen with
that conversation.
It's really just any produce. Like multiple times has someone pulled up. I mean, these are like neighbors, like within like, you know, a couple streets. But, like, pulled up with an entire truck bed full of corn and was just like, hey, y'all want
cooked,
some corn?
Shucked?
No, like, just, like, freshly picked corn
huh.
from his farm. And he said he had too much or whatever. I don't know. But he gave us some corn. He was a nice neighbor.
Nice dude. Nice
yeah,
dude.
He was a good guy.
Nice dude. We had a gas station down the street that always had Dippin' Dots stock. So if I ever missed the ice cream truck, I'd ride my bike down and get some
ooh,
Dippin' Dots.
Nice.
Dippin' Dots are where it's
Dippin'
at.
Dots are the future.
We'll be right back. Birthday's next. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. People are born, then we talk about them, and today is no different. Actually, I take that back. It is a little different because we're going to use tomorrow's as well. Today, starting today, May 14th, 1984, White Plains, New York. He is 36 years old today, entrepreneur.
What's my mic? There we go. 36 years old.
Yes, 36 years old, born in White Plains, New York. He's an entrepreneur, programmer, and businessman who co-founded Facebook, a social...
Oh, it's Mark Zuckerberg.
It is Mark Zuckerberg.
He's 36?
He is 36, apparently.
I would have pegged him as older than that.
Yeah, he was only 20 when he took it public in 2012.
Dang. I wish I would have had a $1 million idea when I was 20. Wouldn't that have been
cool?
It
wasn't really a $1 million idea as much as a full-on million-dollar project.
Yeah, billion-dollar idea.
Yeah.
I mean, he's freaking loaded. You still got some time, though, Will.
I do.
Yeah. You're almost 20.
My brain is million-dollar ideas. I'm a comedian. Like, all of my ideas that I think are jokes will one day be fully fledged into something that I have no part in. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Like, sure.
All of the ideas, all the conspiracy theories I say as jokes because I think my brain is just, haha, Will works in funny ways, are actually going to come true, but I'm never going to get credited for it.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer. But you got 2 years to create a something that's more.
What should we create? My name's going to be on it.
We need to
create. It's not going to be. Let's get this out of the way. It's not a wee stuff. I misspoke. What should I create with your help?
I want some money, though. I do want some.
Okay, as long as you don't agree on saying we, then I can give you as much money
sure,
as
you
can.
Sure, I'll be like Wozniak.
That's hush money.
You
right
can
there.
Be Bill Gates, I'll be Wozniak. How about that?
Sure.
Sure. Let's see. What's a thing that needs to be done?
All right, good talk.
Yeah. A dating app? How would we?
Done. That's been
yeah, been done. All right.
Ooh, an app to get tickets to like a game or something that you would really want to go to, maybe a concert as well. Like, because like people always just buy up all the tickets, and there's
right.
no secondary market. We could just have a couple of websites that, and have them for like secondary markets.
Yeah, that's
wow. We could make a pun on like Pornhub, like we with something to do with tickets.
Barcode hub.
Quote. Like the stub of a ticket. We could do
yeah,
StubHub.
You could do yeah. We would call it StubHub.
Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, that's
sure.
a good idea.
That's apparently a thing already.
May all the 14th, good ideas are taken.
May 14th, 1989, Amherst, New York, 31 years old. Superstar, tight end. Is that single season record
George
for touchdowns with 17 and 1,327 yards by a tight end in 2011 as a member of the New England Patriots.
Oh, it's Gronk.
It is Gronk.
Okay. Yep, that makes sense. He's a pretty good tight end. He's okay.
He's pretty good.
He's all right.
May 14th, 1944, Modesto, California, 76 years old today. Director and producer who was best known for creating the groundbreaking science fiction film franchise. He was acclaimed. He first received acclaim for his 19.
George Lucas.
It was George Lucas.
You didn't say the name of a franchise.
I did it on
so
purpose.
I was like, it's a big one.
Yeah, I did it on purpose.
I'll swing at the biggest franchise and work my way down.
You're just hoping it wasn't Star Trek.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. God, yeah, I don't know that one.
May 14th, 1986, Los Angeles, California, 34 years old today, Pro Bowl linebacker, who was named NFC Defensive Player of the Year in 2010 when he helped the Green Bay Packers win the Super Bowl.
Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews is correct.
Okay. Pretty big names today.
Mm-hmm. That's without even going by category. That's just looking at the front page.
Pretty decent names.
May 14th, 1993, Los Angeles, California as well, 27 years old today, actress. Gained fame as Summer Hathaway in School of Rock and as Carly
Miranda Cosgrove
in iCarly.
Yeah, I love School of Rock. I watched that like a month ago.
I love School of Rock is one of my
favorite
movies.
It's a objectively bad movie.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, I watched it and was like, wait, okay, there's a lot of things you just kind of got to let go. It's like, okay, why is he not in prison?
Yeah.
How did he go this long? It's got a lot of holes, but it's a fun watch.
May 14th, 1983, Miami, Florida, 37 years old today, football player, five-time Pro Bowl running back, and 2006 NFC rushing champion. He helped lead the 49ers to a Super Bowl appearance in 2013.
It's not. How old did you say?
37.
It's Frank Gore.
It is Frank Gore.
Okay.
Still playing, still got a kid that's playing.
God, that's nuts. You said 30-something, and I thought you said like 33, and I was like, who could that be?
No.
Okay.
Let me click through here, make sure. There's a couple of hockey players, but I don't know if you would recognize
yeah,
them, so
probably
we're going to skip over those.
Not.
We still have tomorrow to get to, so I have a little bit of flexibility here. I just want to make sure I don't miss any big names from today. I don't like getting yelled at on the Twitter world afterwards.
Yeah, people can be really mean.
Yeah, yeah. People are not nice.
Yeah, I've had some mean things said to me on Twitter. But, you know, it's fine.
What's the meanest thing you've ever had said to you?
Oh, God.
Because according to Rick today, I said the meanest but most helpful thing he's ever heard today when I told him, hey, idiot, don't forget anything today.
Yeah, he is a forgetful fella.
Yes.
He leaves everything he owns here every other day. The meanest thing that's been said to me on Twitter would be, I mean, people just call me stupid, an idiot.
That's not really mean if they're
honest.
No.
Okay. No, my takes... were right, I'm pretty sure. regardless, I was correct. They are the idiot. No, nothing individually. David Britt said I look like Charlie Day.
That's not really
not really that mean, no. Yeah, it was just something.
No, he said you look like Charlie Kelly, which
Charlie Kelly
is Charlie Day, but is Charlie Kelly
the character. Okay.
So that's an insult. Calling you Charlie Day is not an insult. If you get called Charlie Kelly, you're the janitor of a terrible bar.
Yeah, okay.
Probably similar smells.
I think he said Charlie Day. I think the tweet said Charlie Day.
May 15th, I did that to stall so I could get to the next birthday page. May 15th, 1997, Chicago, I probably shouldn't have said that. Chicago, Illinois, 23 years old today.
I didn't
hear
what you said.
No, I was saying I probably shouldn't say I stalled.
Oh, just do it. Like,
yeah.
Okay, now moving on. You know, pull one of those things.
23 years old rapper, also known as Lil Perp. He is a rising rap artist who has posted highly streaming songs such as Ski Mask, Six Rings, Work Hard It, and Audi.
Ugh. You said Lil Perp?
He went by that at some point. I know this name. It's been associated with like XX and a couple of those rappers.
Is it Smoke Perp?
It is Smoke Perp.
Okay.
I would have never been able to guess Smoke Perp, but I figured you might have a shot at it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't listen to his music, but I could at least do the word association of Perp. Like, that was really all that was. Man.
You ever heard of Role Model, the singer?
Role Model?
Yeah.
No, I've seen the movie Role Model with Sean William Scott.
I don't think I've seen that, but it's Role Model's birthday, so I suggest you go listen to Role Models.
I suggest you go watch the movie Role Models. It's very funny.
A little nux right there.
It's a good one.
Good football player names for tomorrow, May 15th, 1975, Bartow, Florida. 45 years old today, legendary Baltimore Raven, three-time Pro Bowler, and he was named the MVP of Super Bowl XXXV.
Ray Lewis.
It is Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis. Easy.
These have been pretty easy.
Do the birthdays get substantially better the moment it's just me and you? Do you notice that? A sharp incline.
Summer birthdays. People are banging during the winter months.
Right, yeah. And then 9 months later. Actually, no, it would just be late summer.
Would it be late summer?
Yeah, like August, right?
8 to 5.
May, June, July, August. So that would be 9. So yeah, it would be August.
Fair enough.
All right. Yeah, it's that late summer.
May 15th, 1960. I'm glad we figured out when these people's parents had sex. May
15th, congrats to those people.
Pensacola, Florida, 51 years old today. Another infamous football player. This is a Dallas Cowboys running back, retired with an NFL record, 18,355 rushing yards. He was selected to 8 Pro Bowls, led the NFL in rushing 4 times, and won 3 Super Bowls.
You said what team?
I'm not going to tell you because you should have gotten it.
I was doing my job a little bit.
Played for the Florida Gators. Ended up retiring as an Arizona Cardinal before being inducted to the Pro Football
Hall. Adrian Peterson.
Nope. 51 years old?
51? Edrin James.
Would be Emmett Smith.
Emmett Smith? Oh, I didn't hear the years then. 51. Yeah, Poor showing on that last one.
May 15th. We got a couple more to get through in terms of football players real quick. May 15th, 1976, Great Falls. Actually, no, you won't know this one. My bad.
Okay, cool. All right.
It's Ryan Leaf. I don't know if you would have been able to guess Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, if you would have been like not Peyton Manning, you know, with same draft as Peyton Manning.
Oh, I guess.
I could have pulled that one.
This one's a definite one you should know. May 15th, 1970, Cleveland, Ohio, 50 years old today, former professional and collegiate football standout who belongs in the prestigious group of Heisman athletes. He was a Super Bowl MVP as he was a part of the Michigan Wolverines and the Green Bay Packers. He is the man known for striking the Heisman pose on college game day.
It's
DH, and it's not a designated hitter.
It's Desmond Howard.
It is Desmond Howard.
God, I knew that too.
That has been the show.
Rough showing.
Rough last two because I made them a little bit harder. But
they were a little tough.
That's been the show. We'll see you Monday. Go Vols. Let's get the series win.
We love you guys.
Kind of.